Victoria, human error during a fuel transfer at a fish farm off the west coast of British Columbia has resulted in a spill into the water of up to 8,000 liters of diesel. The BC government said in a report on its website that the spill happened Saturday at the Greek seafood fish farm near Zabios, on the northwest side of Vancouver Island. The report said the company has placed an absorbent boom around the spill site, but natural resources consultants say they haven't been able to find any recoverable diesel on the water. It said a visible sheen has been seen north and west of the spill site, and the Canadian Coast Guard has sent out an advisory to other mariners to avoid the area of the spill. The government said it is coordinating the cleanup with Greek Seafood, the group's strategic natural resources consultants, leaders in the villages of Zabios and Tosses, and the Ihat Asut and Nuchatlat First Nations. It said the Ihat Asut First Nation has issued a clam harvesting alert and closure in the Zabios Inlet. Greek Seafood, which runs 22 farms off Vancouver Island and the Sunshine Coast, said in a written statement that there was a diesel spill from one of its sites in Esperanza Inlet. The Norway-based company said it's now working with the First Nations, Coast Guard and others to minimize damage. It was a human error, and we are looking into our routines, and how we transfer fuel in the future to make sure this does not happen again. We apologize for the disruption this has caused, said the statement. Living Oceans Society, a BC-based environmental group focusing on marine conservation, said in a post online Monday that Esperanza Inlet connects to at least a dozen spawning streams, and fishing charters are a staple source of income for nearby communities. The group's executive director, Karen Riston, said she is concerned that the spill will have far-reaching impacts throughout the inlet. Riston said the bad weather mixed with high tides over the weekend made the spill disperse all over the place, and left the oil floating on the top of the water. So, that means that all shellfish harvesting is potentially at risk, said Riston, and you know that would be long-term contamination. She said although diesel fuel evaporates fairly rapidly, it still leaves behind a residue of heavier substances that can contaminate the shellfish by making them unsafe and quite unpalatable to eat. Riston said there are sea otters, Olympic oysters and marbled murrelets living in that area, and she had noticed warnings sent from the Ihat Asut First Nation over the weekend, asking people to keep a lookout for endangered species that might be affected by the spill. I think this merits close investigation by the authorities. I would suggest that someone failed to follow company protocol for supervising a fuel transfer, and must have failed to supervise it for an extended period of time, because it would take a long time for that much fuel oil to be dumped into the harbor, into the inlet, said Riston. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 16, 2024. The Canadian Press.